Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Said to him, you know, I'd like to help you in whatever way I can because I know what it's like to start out as new migrants.
Di naging madali para sa isang inang si Jennifer Acibal o mas kilalang si Jenny na mag-ibang bansa kasama ang asawa at apat nitong mga anak na noon pa'y nasa edad na 7 taon, 5, 1 taon at ang pinakabunso ay 2 buwan pa lamang. Taong 1998, unang nakatungtong dito sa Sydney, Australia, ang pamilya ni Jenny. Nakakuha ng working visa ang asawa nitong si Jose na isang IT. Pero dahil may mga nagbukas na magandang oportunidad sa ibang estado, tumulak silang pamilya papuntang Melbourne sa Victoria. Kwento niya, ilang taon din siyang di nagtrabaho para tutukan ang paglaki ng mga anak, habang subsob sa trabaho ang asawa nito. Pero nang handa na ang bunsong anak para maiwan sa childcare, nag-aral at nagsimula ng magtrabaho si Jenny. Pero di natapos ang pagiging ina ni Jenny sa kanyang mga anak. Bilang isang migrante, bukal sa puso ni Jenny noon pa man na tumulong para sa mga bagong dating dito sa Australia.
Well, being a migrant myself, I know what it's like to start in a new country. I had a very difficult time when we first came to Australia in 1998, and for me it was a very challenging time, which made me realize that if I am, you know, challenged because of the decision to come to a foreign land, then I'm sure there are others out there who are going through the same things.
Isa sa kanyang natulungan ay ang kaanak na ni Minsan ay di niya nakita kahit sa Pilipinas pa noon. Dito na lang sila pinagtagpo sa Australia.
Blood is thicker than water. So even though I didn't know him personally, but I know his father, his other uncles, and so it was out of my love for him as a cousin, second cousin. So I actually wanted to make sure that, you know, they settled to Australia, you know, the way that they should, and I was able to help them out a little bit in that regard.
Dagdag pa ni Jenny, kahit pa nasa ibang bansa na siya, nanirahan sa loob ng mahabang panahon, may pusong Pinoy pa din sila.
Giving is actually a Christ character, and I love to make sure that the character of Christ is shown through me as a Christian, as well as, of course, our Filipino value that we have that kind spirit, the giving spirit, that helping spirit.
Taong 2012, dumating dito sa Sydney ang pamilya ni Martiniano, Jake Neri III, ang asawang si Donna at anak na si Megan. Kahit na permanent resident sila na dumating, dahil accountant ang asawang si Donna, di din naging madali ang pagsisimula ng pamilya. Lalo na't nahirapan itong makakuha ng trabaho na ayon sa kanyang propesyon, pati na din si Jake na may natapos na Doctor of Philosophy, Major in Education Management sa Pilipinas. Pagdating dito sa Sydney, kailangan niyang halos mag-door to door para mag-apply ng trabaho.
My salary was below par and I was pegged with the students. It was very difficult, I guess. I had the time where I asked myself during that experience, like, you know, I'm not built to work standing up, because I was cooking stuff and you're required to stand up. I was standing for like seven hours.
Kaya laking pasasalamat niya nang may nakapagsabing may kaanak ito sa Australia at nag-abot pa ng tulong.
And she just asked me, you know, do you have a bank account? And I said, yes, I do have a bank account. And he said, you know what, I'm going to send you something. I know that starting in Australia is a little bit difficult. She gave me, like, you know, money. Ate, once I'm already up on my feet, I'm going to pay this back to you. But she didn't answer. The main reason why I didn't answer to you, to your request, or to your statement that you have to pay it, because not meant to be something that you loan from me. But if you really want to pay me back, pay it forward. Keep the ball rolling.
Nagpasalamat naman si Jenny dahil na-appreciate ni Jake ang tulong na bigay nito.
I just thought, you know, whatever I can do to help, I will help him. And obviously, I'm too far away from him living in Melbourne and him in Sydney, so the best way for me was just to support him financially, and it wasn't really that much of an amount, but I thought something for them to start off with.
Ilang taon ang nakalipas, nagbunga ang pagpursige nila Jake at asawa nitong si Donna. Isang biyaya o manumula sa Diyos ang pagkakaroon ng magandang trabaho nilang mag-asawa ngayon. Ngayon, naging seryoso ang pamilya sa pagtulong ng walang kapalit gaya ng ginawa ng kanilang kaanak na si Jenny at pamilya nito. Dalawa sa pamantayan ni Jake sa pagpili ng tutulungan ay yung may determinasyon at kayang tumayo sa sariling mga paa.
Changes or impact on somebody else's life, even if you don't know about it, as long as it's working towards an advantage, you can sleep better at night considering that that has happened.
Inihahanda din ni Jake ang sariling bulsa para itulong sa kanilang napiling pumunta dito sa Australia para sa mas magandang buhay. Naging sandalan din sila sa panahong kailangan nila ng karamay habang nagsisimula pa ito sa kanilang bagong buhay dito sa bagong bansa.
I feel comfortable that they would have a better future, I guess, in here. And if they have the ability to help moving forward, then that would fix itself.
Taong 2015, nakarating dito sa Sydney si Rachel Turaino na tubong Cagayan de Oro, pero naging chef sa Cebu. Ayon kay Rachel, labis ang kanyang pasasalamat dahil kahit hindi sila kadugo ni Jake, pinili siya na matulungang makarating dito.
I never thought they're gonna be this generous, like maybe because I don't really know them well back home. But when I first came here, I was really like, wow, these people, like maybe God used them to really like help other people.
Maliban sa pagproseso ng kanyang visa papuntang Australia, nag-abot din ng tulong pinansyal ang pamilya ni J.K. Rachel para agad makarating dito sa bansa. Ilang buwan din itong nakituloy sa kanila para makapagsimula ng sariling buhay.
I'm really grateful to Kuya Jake because I think without him sending me that message 2 years ago, I don't think I'll be here. I don't think I'll be happy living life independently. So I'm thankful. I'm just waiting for my PR and then, yeah, waiting for that time na makapay it forward nako.
Mag-aapat na taon matapos dumating si Rachel, nagbungang muli ang pagtulong ng pamilya ni Jake dahil dumating si Aliza Palmieri. Taong 2019 mula Cagayan de Oro City. Si Aliza ay kasalukuyang nag-aaral ng Diploma in Community Services dito sa Sydney at isang registered nurse naman ito ngayon sa isang aged care facility. Gaya ni Rachel, di kamag-anak si Aliza, pero nakita nila Jake na malayo ang marating ng isang tulad ni Aliza. Pero aminado si Aliza, noong una, isa siya sa 1% lang ng mga nurses na ayaw sanang magtrabahong abroad. Dahil masaya siya sa trabaho sa Pilipinas, dahil kapiling niya ang kanyang pamilya at mga kaibigan. Pero nang magkapamilya, nag-iba ang ihip ng hangin.
So not until I got married and had a kid of my own, I realized this was not enough. Not for me, but for my little family. So I started reaching out to Kuya Jake again, and he was kind enough to walk me through the process. And so Kuya Jake frequently called me overseas whilst checking out schools and whatnot. So when I finally came here, he and his family was generous enough to let me stay in their home for a week or two until I found my own place.
Umaasa naman si Aliza na maging maganda ang kanyang buhay dito at di magtatagal ay makuha din niya ang naiwang anak sa Pilipinas. Nais din niyang matulungan ang dalawang kaibigang nurses na gustong mag-abroad.
So I have two of my workmates from my old work days who wants to come over here in Sydney. I'm helping them by sorting their papers, but since our borders are still closed, nothing much to move forward with.
Panalangin nila Jake, Rachel at Aliza, maging mas maganda ang kanilang buhay sa hinaharap para mas marami pa ang kanilang matutulungan. Kaya nagpapasalamat sila dahil nabuksan ang kanilang puso at isipan sa pamamagitan ng ginawang magandang halimbawa ni Jenny at ng kanyang pamilya. Sa ngayon, buhos ang biyaya ng Diyos na natatanggap. Sa ngayon, buhos ang biyaya ng Diyos na natatanggap ng pamilya ni Jenny at asawang si Jose dahil hindi lang siya naging ina sa kanyang 4 na mga anak kasama na ang kanyang mga natulungan sa pamamagitan ng Pay It Forward na kanyang sinimulan. Lahat din ng kanilang mga anak ay nakapagtapos na ng pag-aaral at maayos na din ang kanilang mga buhay. Aktibo din si Jenny sa pangangalaga ng Luz Viminda Group sa Melbourne. Grupo ito ng mga Pinay na nakapag-asawa ng mga Australiano. Binubuhay ng grupo ang tunay na ugaling Pinoy sa pamamagitan ng pagtutulungan, damayan at bayanihan. Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.